This is not your grandmother's Scrabble.
That's Bill Snoddy. He's a former director of the annual Asheville Scrabble Tournament, but this year he's playing, and he's pretty fired up about it.
You really find people intensely playing a very competitive game. In fact, this has been called the contact mind sport.
On the opening morning of the tourney, people are greeting each other like they're old friends. Jacob Cohen is this year's tournament director.
We have 74 players from 15 states.
Once the tourney starts, everyone's quiet. There are even silence enforcers, people who walk around with signs that remind people not to talk. It's intense. In competitive Scrabble, players fall into five divisions. Your placement is based on your previous scores in other tournaments. When you start, you're in Division 5. The more you play, the better you get, ideally ending up in Division 1. During the lunch break, two women are sitting in the kitchen playing a very different sort of Scrabble. They're next to a handwritten sign that says Division 6. It's a fake division. These ladies, Carolyn Shorkey and Wendy Sokolow, are decked out in Scrabble-themed apparel. The two have been playing Scrabble together for 30 years, but they say tournament Scrabble isn't their thing. Here's Shorkey.
After the first game I played competitively, I had post-traumatic stress disorder, and I just flattened myself in a standing position up against a wall with my hands up. It's like I couldn't move.
Thus, Division 6. They call themselves the Drink Wine and Chat and play Scrabble division. As Snoddy said, official tournament Scrabble is not the mulling, meandering game you might play with your elderly relatives. For one thing, it's one-on-one, and it's timed. Players use clocks, just like in chess. Michael Behrman is a Division 5 player who only played one competitive game before he came from Charlotte to play in the tournament.
Oh, you know, study the two-letter words. There are 101 of those, so pretty much have those memorized. And there's 1,000 three-letter words, so don't have those memorized, but just selective words, the big letter words, the J's and the Z's. Yeah.
Everyone seems to agree the best way to start studying for competitive Scrabble is to learn the two-letter words, their clutch. But from there, it's possible to study for hours a day, from the highest probability seven-letter words to memorizing the Scrabble dictionary. David Gibson is a Division I player. Not only is he the top player at the Asheville tournament this year, he's also the third-ranked player in North America. That's according to Crosstables.com, a massive Scrabble data website. Gibson, whose day job is teaching college math in South Carolina, says he plays about 8 tournaments a year. He drove to the Asheville tournament from his home in Spartanburg, which he said took about 1 hour and 8 minutes. He's a details guy. The night before the tournament, he showed me his study materials. There are two books. One is an official Scrabble dictionary. It's battered and blue and was rebound with a cover that says David's Lexicon. He calls it his Old Testament.
I've got all kinds of marginalia in here. Yes, that is a word.
That's a good word.
That is a good word, yeah.
Describe the percentage of print versus
written text. There's more blue ink that I've written in than the text, than the black text. You're right.
And what are you writing in? You're writing
anagrams, similar words.
Turns out competitive Scrabblers study anagrams rigorously. And David's got all these mnemonic devices to remember the anagrams for certain words. It's pretty sophisticated stuff. Gibson says there's more to the game than just knowing weird words.
You're basically thinking about three things, I think, when you make a turn. You think about, of course, how much you can score. Just as important almost, though, is what you put down is what you keep. You try to basically keep the Wheel of Fortune letters, let's call them, the L and R, S, T, and the E. And those are the easiest letters that you can use to play our what we call our bingos with, put all your letters down and get the 50-point bonus. In other words, hit the home run. The third thing that you keep in mind, though, is your position on the board. I think of it as your defense. I try to cut down on what my opponent can do.
During the games, Gibson takes notes on a piece of scrap paper next to him. He writes down what he played, how many points he got, and what letters he drew. He also keeps a constant tally of all the letters played so far. That way, he knows what's left on his opponent's rack by the end of the game. Counting cards may be illegal in blackjack, but in Scrabble, it's fair play. Most players here, like Kurt Davies from Pennsylvania, can recite how many letters there are in a Scrabble
set. 4 D's, 12 E's, 2 F's, 3 G's, 2 H's, 9 I's.
About halfway through the tournament, Gibson is in third, and he's not sure if he can pull off a win. At every break in the games, he's going back over his plays, making sure he made the right choices, and poring through his books while everyone else chats. But after another long day, he ekes out a win.
In Division One, David Gibson. Woo!
When I congratulate him, he shrugs it off, surprised he made it himself. He doesn't credit the hours of studying anagrams. Instead, he digs through his letter tiles to show me a small coin. It's a Chinese yuan, he says, which his wife bought for him.
Anytime it's like a interesting Scrabble word, whether it's at something at the grocery store or at a yard sale, she'll buy it. So she bought me this yuan, and I left it sitting beside me, and so we play a game each night, and I was just winning. I win six, eight games in a row. She says, "You're taking that to the tournament in Antwerp."
For WCQS, I'm Greta Johnson.